And here we go, everyone. It's just a deja vu. All right, so we're going to connect to the dolphin spirit. And you can think of that as a beautiful swirling energy in the universe. I see a lot of white energy. I feel the love and the compassion and the gratitude and the desire for less suffering in our world. And this energy is coming all the way down into our bodies, from our crowns, swirling around through the midline, all the way into the heart of the earth. And once it's there, it's picking up the energies of the heart of Gaia. Take a deep breath. Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, amethyst, emeralds. Minerals I'm not even sure we know the name of, coming up. And this is our new earth. This is the earth in her most splendid form, in her higher consciousness. And all of these energies are coming into our hearts, and the heart is expanding. Take a deep breath. All right, everyone, we're going to expand the heart. We're going to have the dolphin energies move in and out of the heart chakra. There's some clearing left to do for everyone today. Some of you have some heaviness. We're going to just let that go. We're going to move that into the realm of light so the densities can dissolve. All right, somebody's holding someone in their heart. Maybe one of you very heavily, one of you slightly. We're just going to allow that energy to move on to where it needs to go. Appears to be men leaving hearts right now that don't belong there. Just we'll say goodbye. And then we'll fill those spaces up with love and light. All right. And the energies are moving back and forth, surrounding in and out of your heart. It's swirling, it's opening, it's clearing, it's magnifying the radiance of you. Now, when we use our heart energy, we want it very strong right within our bodies. And what goes out beyond our bodies is a radiance. So it's not like we give up all that we are and all that we've developed within the heart. The very strong radiance goes out, however. And that's the same way, it's sort of like homeopathy or like a radio. The radio doesn't give up the sound that it's producing, but people can hear it far away. And I want you to start thinking of your heart that way and all the messages of giving away our heart to others, losing our hearts, burying our hearts, all of these things, we want to just let that go. All the old collective messages of how a heart can be misused, let's just let that go. More densities are moving out into the light, and the hearts are being renewed. There's some rejuvenation in some hearts. That's quite beautiful. All right. We're going to move to the throat and things that are left unsaid, things that we wanted to say, we're going to dismiss and reset. All right. It feels like there's some throat chakras being rebuilt, and we're just going to let that happen now. For all those that know that this is right for them, and just allow. And here it comes. Beautiful turquoise energy for everybody. All right. So I'm feeling sounds that we've copied from other people, like the voices of a rough parent or the voice that we're hearing from collective media that we are imitating. We're just going to allow that to go. So our true heart can be expressed through the heart, through the throat. I actually feel some painful lines in a couple of throats. And I'm just going to take a second. And anybody who has anything painful within the throat, physically, emotionally, or spiritually from an experience from before, we're going to delete that now. It's going into the light and dissolving. And as it dissolves, and there's aspects of us that were part of that program, and they're being renewed there. Almost. We have a little more dissolving to do. All right, the other thing that's working is the words we need to say, the words we want to say, and our uncertainty about it. There should be no uncertainty, so we'll just dismiss that. All the words that you need to say are heartfelt words, and there's never a mistake there. Does it mean that you can't have a meltdown? You get to have your meltdown. but the true words that you're going to speak to someone that you need to communicate come from the heart, and it's not a this or that. It's just the truth. All right, so lots of patterns deleting in people's throats right now. And then we'll bring that back. Okay. All right. More turquoise color coming into the throat. All right, I'm feeling someone's tension between the heart and the throat again. Not sure they should express their heart, that maybe that would be dangerous. And there's like 8 or 9 people that feel this. All right, we're going to gently remove that. I see dolphins moving that out. It's very tight. It's stringent. It's difficult. So we're moving light up and down that cord. And the cord connected to collective ways of communicating. We're deleting that. I'm hearing that everyone's energy will increase dramatically after this because we carry an awful lot of energy of the words we're about to say or haven't said or going to say, and this will dismiss that. All right, and then there's something else for the other side, and let's see that. The words that are given to us to say, to be parroted, from our communities or families. A lot of heartache with that. And delete those. Whew, that's a lot of energy, folks. Beautiful colors coming in. Okay, everyone take a deep breath, and I'm going to go deep. Okay. And beautiful rose light coming in. I can smell it. Okay, I have some mourning coming up for a few people. Those that they've lost, where their hearts really are. And some of us need to not only give other people's hearts back to them, but to have their heart energy return to them. So all the places that we gave away our heart, where it's actually not helping the other person, it's just burdening them, let's allow that to come back. Through all times, dimensions, and spaces. And all the doubt associated, whether that's correct or not, we'll delete that and reset. Somebody's heart just started beating pretty fast. Just calm, peace, tranquility. Who you are is defined by these expressions. This is our authentic self that we're working on. And we're letting go of so much collective energy about how humans should be, how people should be, how we should interact, and what's the correct use of our heart energy. And we're starting to use words like misuse of light now. They're coming through, and it's because it's time that we really let go, and there's so much reinforcement to let go right now on our universal scale and our earthly scale, to let go of the things that didn't work before that are not necessary. And this will increase our health, our creativity, our balance, and our well-being. And we will connect with people in a healthier way. All right, deep breath. Those of you that play music for a living, there are quite a few new energies coming in for music these days. And so there's going to be some rewriting of how we do these songs for others and how we perform for others. And with that will come new audiences, happy and willing to hear the new songs. Okay, deep breath. Okay, that seems to have cleared. We have quite a few items in our light that we were working on from the heart and the throat. And the dissolving has taken place, and there's quite a few little pieces of souls that were stuck in that darkness. And if everyone will just take a deep breath, we'll just let those return to you now. Okay, that's really good. The dolphin energy is working on the root chakras once again for everyone, just to widen those for the balance of our next step, which is our third eye. So more opening, more alignment. So in many lifetimes, in many places, and for many reasons, we connect very psychic levels within our third eye. And we're going to clean that up and lighten it a bit and realize, and once definitely wire to the higher light and love for our third eye first. And then if we decide to shift into a psychic knowing, we can do that with grace and ease and without the heaviness. And that's why most people don't open their third eye. They don't want the heaviness, and they don't want the responsibility. And you don't actually have it. You have to have it. You can do quite well with a heart and throat energy and root chakra energy and your crown open. But let's balance this out for those who are ready for their third eye to get an upgrade. Here we go. Okay, very good. All right, I'm feeling some images of Atlantis, flood, tsunamis, poisonous water, water networking, and since we're working with dolphin energies, let's just take a moment and run some purification through the waters of your body. And this is the blood and the lymph. and how that balances with the energy running through. For those of who have had sessions with me, I call this the vital flow. All right, now we're going into memories of water, all memories of water everywhere. We're going to clean up those, heaviness around it, contamination not being able to stop, that the water poisoned people and animals. I mean, let's delete heaviness around that and love the parts of us that that expressed that way, had those experiences, were affected by those experiences, or people around us, employees, other family members that did so, that we are carrying that impartial karma, we could call it. Let's take a deep breath. All right. There's a bit of energy in the other dimensions about water not being pure as well. We're just going to take a second and clear that from everyone and close the doorways. Okay, somebody on the call is feeling their blood is poisonous. I'm going to run some energy for that right now. Anything that, well, let's detox the blood for everyone. Perfect filtration, strengthening the kidneys, strengthening the veins, the arteries, the capillaries, and the heart. Connecting to the spinal cord and back. All right. Okay, now we'll just take a moment and strengthen our current experience with water. Those of us on water catchment, water restriction, funny tasting water, suspicious water, water rising, not enough snow, too much snow, all of these things. We're going to run through the memories and the current experiences and lighten them up, not to disappear them, but to make them so that we can be neutral in our love, so that they can come around correctly and that we're not a cog in the wheel holding it in its dysfunction, that will be an agent of a better function. Okay, here we go, everyone. If you're holding a lot of energy, you can radiate some of this into our oceans, a stream nearby, a lake, a river. You're welcome to do that, or even the underground waters. Deep breath. I'm going to right now just circle the earth and the waters. Here we go. Strengthening its relationship to the atmosphere. Evaporation. Clouds. Atmospheric pressures, strengthening everyone on the call to the speed of the planet, the water flow, for the perfect flow for everyone. Now, when we're talking about water, we're also talking about our emotional flow. So let's speed this up. One of the most beautiful things I have seen in the last month is how fast we can all release emotions now, how we can just do this quickly, just with the recognition and the loving the part that participates in it. And this requires not so much digging deep and finding the place of pain and exploring the pain, although that's definitely there, but try it as a first step to find the part that's participating in that. And when you release that, I often find the pains are just dissolving. And we're also having a homecoming of that part of ourselves participating in something working against us. And this came to my meditation the other day. All right, so take a deep breath. And if you've ever met someone who's fairly a bit of a psychopath, which most of us have, I think they've decided many surgeons are. although they can be perfectly wonderful people, some of them are less than wonderful. But one of the reasons they can be so successful is they don't have doubts. They're not lingering in neuroses. They're not doing this split with themselves. They completely accept themselves as they are. And we can say, well, that's kind of maybe a poor exception, a poor way to live the world. But if we set this aside and we look at just how the energy works, they have completely accepted themselves more than many of the rest of us. They're not living in the split of energy. We don't have to live in the split of energy. And we do this by finding the parts of ourselves that are participating in things completely against our goals, our heart's desire. If we have a part of ourselves that is always looking for drama, then that we have energy that's going in that direction rather than our goal, which might be making more money, better relationships, a happier body. So we want to find that part that's participating. And I go about it like I'm looking for a lost pet or a lost child or a confused child that's having a fight in the playground. I take that part of me and I go find that part and I just pick it up, dust it off, and I put it in my heart and I love that part. And when I do, when I get that love just right for that part, it becomes me. It is one with me. I am more attuned. And then all the participation it was playing with just disappears. It's no longer an issue. So I invite everybody to try this as often as they can in order to bring their pieces back. If you're needing more energy in your life, more money in your life, better relationships in your life, faster manifestation, this is a great way to get it. Because you have more energy moving in one direction and aligned with you. This is another way to look at alignment. All right, I'm going to scan the chakras. Somebody has something over their crown that we're just going to move out. There we go. A deep breath. We'll clean everybody's up. Let some energy spiral down. All right. I want to talk about they gave me a list this morning, so I'm going to cover it, every single one of them. The first one that they wanted me to make sure I covered was inner beauty, and there's a download for inner beauty. And let's go ahead and have that now, so everyone take a deep breath. Lots of swirling. It's a special color light. It feels opalescent to me with a little blue. Other colors in there I can't actually identify. And it's spiraling within to everyone's core. The dolphin spirits tell me that dolphins in the wild all carry this. It's like a glow. Now, it's kind of hard to identify an old dolphin from a new dolphin or a younger one, right? They kind of look the same. And they're saying that this really does have a beautiful heart, And we can all be people that are known for the beauty of our heart and the glow that radiates from within us. So let's go ahead and allow this for everyone willing to accept it. If you find yourself sitting in resistance, let me assist you if you would like, and we'll grab the part of you that's resisting feeling inner beauty and put it in our heart and love it. All the messages about how you were not the beautiful one, someone else was, all the times we were set aside for someone else who is considered more beautiful, all the games that we played in this world with beauty and self-acceptance and self-rejection. Let's go ahead and love that part of ourselves. Lots of densities moving into the light on this one, everyone. Just go ahead and love those parts. I'm dissolving those densities now, and some are like sharp shards. Some of us had this very deep. I want us to remember these are games that we play on this world. The game to pretend that we're not lovable, that we can't be beautiful, that we're going to lose our beauty the way so-and-so did in our family or someone did across the street, the way all people do at a certain age, blah, blah, blah. All of that, let's just delete it. You want to be resonating with a more cosmic time gate that knows that your inner beauty is eternal. And when those things begin to happen, the body also responds. And the body responds by a better smile, a better light in the skin. Radiance. Sense of humor. The body no longer looks for illnesses to repeat to hold us back. As all of this is the body's way of responding to some message we gave it. So let's delete all those messages you're getting ready to let go of and ready to now. Those are also going into the light to be dissolved. Big breath. When you exhale, think of toxins just leaving your body and old patterns. I'm seeing a steel rod in some of that light that's dissolving. Very good. We're getting down to the parts of these densities that have dissolved, and so more of us can come back now, whole and aligned to our heart's desire. All right. We're going to move into the second chakra now. There's a few that are going to redo their chakras. Let's let those spin. We have dolphins playing within that, really spinning fast. Some are going to spin out and be renewed. I see places where we've carried other people and objects, things within our house, and other people's burdens. Let's go ahead and let those spin out, return to the light, and allow the divinity to distribute them where they need to go. Strong. All right, I see somebody's got like an umbilical cord. umbilical cords that aren't necessary right now will go ahead and dissolve. Any that are right now necessary, let's just bless it. All right. We've been in a time gate. This is like a week for a time gate opening universally. And it's a beautiful time for those who purchase one of my packages from Aram's show. There was a MP3 on that, and it was like Timeless Grace, and it's how to experience your world without pressure. So, of course, as soon as I made that MP3, I got to experience even more pressure and more need for it. So that's how the world works, just to play with you a little. All right, so the message that I had is that collectively we are letting go of the patterns that really hold us pretty tight. And those patterns are getting old, sick, and dying. So let's release that for everybody now. We want, when we decide to cross over, we'd rather do that dancing rather than sick. All right, let all that go. Let's smell the flowers and go to dances and eat a nice meal up to our very last moment. That is a worthy thing to program. And all the people who watched loved ones die, let's release those memories that would make us want to go the same way. There's also this, in the sessions I've been doing lately, I've been hearing a lot of concern that people have to lose with age. And that, of course, they don't want to lose with age, so then they don't want to lose weight. So everywhere that's true for you or someone else you love, let's go ahead and radiate a new program. Okay, deep. All right, somebody's got a real resistance to that. 4 or 5 of you, I'm going to move that into the light. And let that dissolve. Very good. And then we'll bring the pieces of you back that need to come back. All right, and also, folks, we have deleted an awful lot into the light, and so for any parts of your soul, anywhere in any dimension, time, or space that belongs to you now, and it's in your growth and your resonance to return home, take a deep breath and accept that back into you now. Just let those parts come back. I see several in shoulders, in the sides, in the stomach, in the digestive tract. I haven't actually seen that before, but I'm just hearing that when we have trouble with food, that we're fighting food, we're fighting our digestion, little pieces of ourselves can disappear. So let all of them come back to assist with all of our functions, and we'll align that to our core. The other lovely thing about this time gate, and one of the messages I've been getting lately, it's pretty phenomenal, really. There was a time where the highest way that we could think of our world was love, and you know, we have the Christos, what many people call the Christ consciousness. We can just call it universal love, whatever resonates with you in that loving way, loving ourselves, loving other people, and radiating this beautiful, beautiful self-accepting energy. And that's what it is. It's to love yourself, to give yourself permission to love yourself and love other people. The message I got about this is it's not just designed that we love other people. That's absolutely perfect. But it's actually the cornerstone of our evolving humanity. And what that means is not what I thought it meant. What I thought it meant was now we're all going to be more loving. But it's actually a little more than that. Because once we reach about 73% of that integration of all of our pieces that we've let go of and that are floating about and, you know, that are off doing deeds that we didn't really want them to do but we don't know how to do differently, once we accept them back and we love those parts that are in self-hatred and loving the part that's in doubt and loving the part that's swimming in shame, and we invite all those parts to play a different role in our loving alignment and let go of those roles, once we do that, then we're kicking into a higher level of creativity. And when we kick into that higher level of creativity, we now merge ourselves with the creative realm, which is possibly just that one step outside of love, because you have to have love to get to it. And once we do that, this is when our earth changes. This is when we start having magnificent new creations, ways of being with each other, ways of raising children in every aspect of our life. We are renewed and we have new ways, and then old parts of ourselves and old realities become ancient news, and that's where we are. If you'd like to participate in this, this is how we do it. We take those parts that are floating about doing jobs that actually work against our self-interest, and we love them, we align them, we open the heart, and now we're participating in one of the greatest human evolutions ever. Take a deep breath. I think all of us have, you know, read about Einstein and how he had to kind of go to another world to kind of get information about the information he was bringing through. You know, we have amazing people in the world, Richard Branson possibly, people who just have this amazing creative potential, and they're able to do crazy things with it, and it's all working outside of what we call our normal box. To get outside of the box and really tap into these things, we need to get aligned with that love and that self-love. And that's the motor, that's the engine, that's the part of ourselves that ignites that creativity. Because once you get to that alignment and you're running that all the time, you're able to bring this creativity down. And I have dolphins sort of laughing at me right now. They're so happy. So this is very exciting, and it's something that the whole world is ready to do. Well, I've been talking for quite a while now, and so I'm going to come off lecture. Oh, we have one more thing to do. And that is we're going to connect to the grids, because many of you are on the call because you're interested in connecting the whole world, which is part of this creativity that we're talking about. But this is how we do it. So if we just go back to our core and we line up the core in love to our highest self, our universal self, our multi-self, and we ground, once again, opening the root chakra so we're aligned with the earth at the same time. All right. I want you to think of your heart's desire, and I want to go find the saboteurs and love the parts that are sabotaging you, and I want you to love the part that's in resistance. We'll give everybody a big shot of this, loving the part that's in resistance to your heart's desire, loving the part that's sabotaging you out of love because it thinks it's supposed to. Just love that. Here we go, everyone. All right, with this alignment, I want you to feel into your heart and any grid that supports you on your way to your heart's desire. And these are like these fine, luminescent, possibly invisible threads that come around our body. They're going to be magnified to attract to you the ones that are right for you. It could be a realm of animal. Some of you are very connected to cats, so you may be beginning to get that information. And probably everyone here is really connected to dolphins or whales, so you may be able to get the wisdom there and that lightness and that creative, youthful flow. Just let that connect all the way up. Very good. All right. Feeling a density in a couple of hearts. We're going to dissolve that and let that energy come back to you. All right. Okay, the dolphins have asked me for just a couple minutes with everybody before we move into our questions and answers. So we'll just go ahead and do that right now. Everyone just be. You might notice swimming around you as fields are refined and connections are set in place. I'm seeing some big third eye movement. Seeing some new programs for kidneys and lots of connections at the feet level for people. And I've been asked to do some strengthening for the midline and the spinal cords of everyone to open up those connections and upgrade. Aligning all the brain intelligence. All right. If you'd like to stay in this energy, feel free. I'm going to go ahead and open up the questions, and let's see if we can do this. Here we go. All right. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me? Let's see here. Is everybody there? No. Okay, hang on. Let me try again.
Hello? Sherry?
Everyone there?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we are.
Hi.
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 Hi. Hi.
That was wonderful.
Hi. Okay.
So beautiful, Sherry.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. All right, so for those who came in late, we're having a little funny experience with my web controls. So I know many of you have questions. So I'm going to go ahead and start with if everyone can kind of mute their surroundings. I can take questions if you have them, and I'm not actually sure who's asking questions. So this will be kind of interesting. Does somebody have something they would like, especially if it's pertinent for the group?
Yes, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Sherry. I'm just curious, when Mike fixes this recording will be available?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I hit the record button. I couldn't do it on my web control, but I did it locally. And so I'm really hoping it did record. If it did not, then I'll redo it. That's the only thing I can do. But I believe that I did. I hit the button. It said record in the beginning, so I'm hoping
sure,
that works.
Well, Mike will fix it.
All right. Yeah, Mike, the miracle guy. Okay. Does somebody else have a question?
Hi, Sherry.
Yes.
Are you taking individual questions?
Well, I kind of get, if you can make your question about the, that is, would be helpful for everyone, which obviously we can.
Okay.
So what is your question?
I sure. Do a self-sabotage.
Okay.
You could do a clearing for that.
Okay, now I just did a clearing for self-sabotage, but let's go ahead and find the parts of ourselves that are working against ourselves. If everyone could sort of mute themselves so everyone could hear, that would be great. And so you might want to hit your individual phone to do that. Hey, guys, please self-mute. Thank you. Okay, all right, so the sabotage. Okay, let's find this person. So sometimes we have like a persona, it's part of our personality that's sort of working against us. And so what we want to do is we want to just start taking the fuel out of that. And we do that by loving it. So, and not the sabotage, but the part that's participating. So put your hand on your heart.
Okay.
Hi folks, would you please self-mute on your home phone, please? All right, and then so we'll just go ahead and love this part that's participating.
Listen, I'm
okay.
Put your
hand
on the phone. No. I should talk to them. Okay.
Take a deep breath. Hello?
Should we press star
16?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's all love the part that is sabotaging. You know what? I'm going to see if I can put everyone back on lecture while I answer this because there's too much noise. All right, there we go. All right, so everyone, for that last bit of self-sabotage that's holding too much energy, so I want you to go find the part that conspired against your dear self, the part that decided to take up the role. And if you could see your life as a stage and every player in there is a little bit of yourself, the villain, the protagonist, the kindly friend, all some part of you put all of those pieces together for your life. So let's just go ahead and bring the saboteur part, not the sabotage as it's happening, but the part that participated into your heart and just love him, love her. And the thing about this part is it got a different message. Its message was, let's do what she told us to do. It's a message that was either passed down from your family or it came from some other experience in another dimension or life. And it's still activating that program of let's go ahead and sabotage. Let's play this role and see what she will do. And you can think of it as just a play that you developed. And so let's love it home and just let it know that we don't have to play that role anymore. Sometimes we sabotage with illness and phantom pain and real pain. All of those can be part of sabotage. And real diseases and fake diseases. So let's just love all the part that brings all the drama. It's amazingly creative. Imagine if you get it on your side. Imagine if it starts working for you instead of against you. Let's just love the power in that beauty and the amazing creation it made. And just love it. And the part that doesn't trust you, thinks you might not be serious about this, let's go ahead and love that part. And the part that feels that the split is the way of the world, and everybody's split, and everyone's got the dark and the light, let's go ahead and love that part. We're looking at dark and light completely differently now. For this exercise, it's about homecoming and becoming whole. We find the parts hidden in the dark, and we love the part participating in that drama, and we love it. Not what it did, but we love the part that did that. Here we go, everyone. The part of yourself that's still mourning an old illness, one that's just been forever, I want you to take that weary part of yourself and put it in your heart and let's love it. The divine love, your personal love, your job is to have a fire hose of love every time it comes to your consciousness. It's love. Some of you may have parts of yourself that say inappropriate things at inappropriate times for the wrong reason. Okay, bring that part that's so good at taking care of you into your heart and loving it. That part did such a great job defining your boundaries and sticking up for you. Now, of course, you're still going to have boundaries, and of course you're still going to take care of yourself. You just might refine how you do it. All right, just love that part. Here's a good one for everyone. The part of you that's invested in sameness, the one that doesn't need anything to change because change could be dangerous even if you don't even like where you are. So bring that part into your heart and let's love that. Okay, so as some of the saboteur for some of you is starting to melt away, the part that feels sad about loss, go ahead and love that part. And love the part that feels upset about the change. All right, some density moving out of the heart. And we're just going to go ahead and dissolve that in the light. The parts of ourselves within that light that are really you return to you in wholeness, in brightness, with a new pattern of longevity and ease. Okay. I have the message of a saboteur that trips over himself or herself. Let's go ahead and love that one. Love the part that's tripping over yourself. And love the part that doesn't know which direction to go. Before I go back into question and answer, which I will, I had a question to go ahead and work on abandonment. So the part of you that feels abandoned, please put that into your heart. It is a big pattern for people. Let's just love the part that feels abandoned and just love it. The part that feels sad about being left behind. The part that believes it belongs nowhere. That it was abandoned by a parent, a lover, or God. Some of you have abandoned parts that are at war with God. I see this little fist shaking. Go ahead and love the part that's mad at God for abandoning you. It will strengthen everybody's connection to the love and light. Everywhere that you financially abandoned yourself, like you made the rule that the only way you could make money was in a certain way, in a certain field, exactly the way that you thought you should, go ahead and love that part. Because once we open up the creative juices and we get that flow of pure divine creativity flowing, we need to be ready for new ideas, new inspirations to come. Let all the old programs of how it must be fall and love yourself for your newness. There's 100 ways to get a mortgage paid. There's thousands of inspirations and you can catch one. We just need the energy flowing and we do that by love and activating the creativity. All right, here's another energy for everybody. Take a deep breath. All right, I'm going to come back and open it up and grab another question. Here we go. Hi, somebody got another question for me?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Here's my question, and this might be a little bit weird, but I'm wondering if you can help with the overwhelm
because even when you put it in
the aha moment.
Hey everyone, quiet please. Okay, the aha moment of overwhelm.
So you have these aha moments where you realize there are all these parts that need work and help and love, right?
Right.
And then there's like this feeling of overwhelm with the magnitude of the task. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You feel overwhelmed by those parts. Okay, I'm going to turn this off and go back to lecture. Okay, all right. So let's take a deep breath. I'm connecting because I understand once you understand. Oh, my goodness, I have all these parts. All right, take a deep breath. The question was, what do we do when we have overwhelm, when we realize there's so many little pieces that need to be loved? All right, so take a deep breath, and this is when we need to bring in our divine witness self, the divine mother energy. So let's go find that. This is the part of yourself that can look at some terrible disaster and just have love for everybody. Let's strengthen that connection for everybody. And that's also the connection that connects to the divine love, your Amakua, the light. And it's the one that controls that love. And of course, we want it to be on. And we want it to be on at every moment. So it's, I get excited when I find this whole pool or little places that have been hiding that are ready to come home because, first of all, when you recognize them, they're half ready already. A lot of the work has already happened. So you can take a few at a time or you can take the whole group, whatever works for you. Take them to the sanctuary of your heart and let that divine love come in. And the first part we're going to, of course, work on is the part that feels overwhelmed. All right, so take the overwhelmed part and put it in your heart. Feel the part that feels overwhelmed and just love that. And the part that feels like this is just too much work. Lots of love. And the part that feels sad that there's so many missing pieces. And the part that recognized that you could also call this a self-betrayal. Let's love that part. All right, so we can release the sadness and betrayal. The part of you that's tending to the wounds of your self-betrayal. Let's love that. There are beautiful, beautiful parts of ourselves that we're calling home, and we get so much more energy for our next world. I want you to be able to find the part and almost let that be your mantra. Where's that part? And what I'm pretty good at, I do it an awful lot of the time, is as soon as I feel something like what do they say in Star Wars, I feel a disturbance in the force field. As soon as you feel that emotion, you know there's a part of you that you want to love home. And so go find that part. Then I put on my Sherlock Holmes cap. I try to make this as fun as possible. And I go find that part, and I bring him to my heart. Of course, as soon as you feel it, you know that part because there's a part of you participating in that. And so bring that back to your heart and love that, and then the rest will fade away. I hope that helps. Okay, I'm going to go back and see if there's other questions. Hello? Is there another question?
I'm still feeling some fear.
Fear, okay. All right. So can you tell me what you're afraid of?
Well, my heart is pounding.
I'm sorry?
The heart is pounding.
The heart is pounding?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I felt somebody do that on the line. Okay, let's go take care of your heart. I'm going to put everybody on lecture. All right, let's go to the heart. We're going to delete all collective connections. All the parts that are afraid that God's love will mean they're judged or destroyed, we want to love those parts. The dolphin energies are escorting out a strong vibration of fear that's been in there for a while. It feels like a near-death experience. Let me move that out. Let that dissolve in the light. All right, I'm going into everyone's alignment and double-checking that. Okay, very good. How is the fear now?
Very heavy.
Someone's feeling very heavy fear?
Yes, very heavy. And hysterical.
You're feeling hysterical? Okay. Is that what you said?
And I'm shaking, and I feel like I'm going to become hysterical.
Okay. All right. I want you to put your hand on your heart. I want you to make a sanctuary for yourself. All right. Everyone put their hand on their heart. Make a sanctuary for yourself. There's a lot of energy coming up. We'll just go ahead and remove any densities coming up. Any parts that are truly afraid of love? The part that feels judged? The part that feels that it will lose itself? Okay, we're working on the parts of ourselves that are afraid of the new program, and I can assure you that if this has come up, we've touched on some deep, deep things. So we're loving all these parts that are afraid, the part that doesn't want to die, the parts that are afraid of a new life. The parts attached to certain personas. And they were just clearing the fields. All right, so some of you, I'm just going to clear the field for any attachments that showed up while we were doing this. I'll do that now. Not that many, there's like 3. In the whole group. And all the programs that are for sabotage or that show up and challenge us when we're about to make a big shift. All right, let's see how we are. How are you now?
I feel very fragile.
Fragile? Shaken. Let's love the fragile spot. Put the fragile part, the part that feels the fragility in your heart, and let's love that part. This part feels like it's got torn up. So let's love the part that feels torn up, cut up, thrown away. Love the part that's resisting the homecoming. Love the part that's shaking. Thank you, everyone, for allowing this process with such quiet. How are you doing?
I'm not sure.
Love the part that's not sure. Okay.
I'm really scared that something is going to happen, and I hope I'm strong enough for it. It's
okay.
Like something really unknown. And
okay.
Oh, God.
Let's love the part that feels the stress and the fear of the unknown. We're just loving this part. Lots of energy in your heart for this. I want you to put your attention on the part that's loving the part. I want you to go to the part that rescues yourself and loves that part. We're getting some noise. I'm going to go to lecture. So the part of you that is concentrating on the pain and the fear, I want you just to draw your attention. You can do this above your head if you'd like. And to that I Am Presence, to that Divine Mother Self that can love a broken child. The same way if you found a lost puppy on the street, the same way if you found a lost child, you want to go to that position. Let's all go there now. Let's all support all the callers by going there now. And as all of us go there, it will support the others who aren't quite there yet. So everyone go. And let's embrace the parts that are afraid, that are fragile. The parts of us that created a fragile life and a fragile universe. And the parts of us are sad that we did. And let's delete all the collective parts that reinforce that. How are you doing now?
I think I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Okay.
I was a child in World War II, a Jew.
Uh-huh.
I think you've really unleashed something here.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Grateful.
You're welcome. That just brings tears to my eyes. That's what we're got about. You have so much energy that was held there. And now you're going to get it back to help your life be more functional, more loving, and to attain your dreams. Oh, I'm just shivering. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you, Sherry. I'm having a private with you tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. That's great timing. Okay. Does anybody else have a question? Thank you. Thank you.
Sherry.
Yes.
This is Carolyn. I have some ringing. It's been the last few years in my left ear.
Uh-huh.
And I have been hearing different vibrations and sounds. Sometimes I even hear the ocean. What I want to know is, I know I feel like I'm being aligned with be able to hear in deeper levels, but I want to make sure if the hemisphere between my right and left ear are in balance with one another.
The hemispheres between your left and right hearing, you mean? The brain, the parts. Let's go ahead and look.
I just want to make sure they're in alignment with one another.
Okay, I'm going to put everybody on lecture because you guys are so good. You're carrying me to cars and driveways and stuff. Here we go. It's not uncommon when people open up hearing or things that they get different things in the ears. I've sort of had it my whole life. But the first thing I do is I separate the mind from the brain because in most of these instances, we're talking about the brain, not the hearing, which you probably know. That's why you asked about hemispheres. So let's go ahead and make an adjustment for everybody and with this. So we're going to adjust the brain to the higher intuition, to the higher hearing. We're going to back off any energies that are overwhelming the brain because you'd be able to get it. It would be like you go to a cocktail party and 20 people are 2 inches from your face and they're trying to talk to you. You could actually hear them if they were a little further away. And this is the same for other energies that we're connecting to. So we want to refine that connection so that it's not bothersome. So let's do that now for anyone experiencing this. And then we're going to make the brain stronger to the mind and what we think about supposed to be happening. Or just let that go. All right, left hemisphere to the right and right to the left. All right, more energy at the top of the head. We're going to release a density there. Reset. And redo. Okay, strengthen you and other people to ringing in the ears, vibrations in the ears that are not necessary. A lot of you are going to develop and are on the way to developing and are just now recognizing a truth within the heart. There are truths within the heart that we'll just know and then the body will start responding to. Because we're kind of past the days where we overwhelm the body or the body has to be sacrificed for our spiritual purposes and our spiritual pursuits. This is all supposed to be harmonized within the body, mind, and spirit, and we'll do a harmonizing for everyone right now. Anywhere we're holding programs where this is true, strengthening the right relationship. We'll dismissing all the parts of the spiritual experience or past experience in the way. That's beautiful. Okay, I'm going to go back into the brain. Okay, very nice, everyone. Here we come back. How are you doing?
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. I'll take one more call, one more question.
Okay, excellent. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Sherry. This is Maria. Can you hear
me? Hi. Yes, I can.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much for all the great work you're doing. I think you tuned into me quite a bit, and I love your work and your team. I think they're awesome. I think the backpack was mine, and also
uh-huh.
the people that work as musicians professionally, so that's me as well. So.
Okay.
So,
well, glad to know where that was going.
Well, it's probably all me anyway, but welcome.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
So,
did you have a question?
Yeah, definitely. So I think I have a kind of pretty deep question that might resonate with everybody. I've not a personal story, but the question itself. So I've been kind of devoting my life to my spiritual path and to spirit. And in the last maybe 12 or 14 years, I've kind of completely let go of my, of control and stuff like that, and completely surrendered. And I've been following this guidance for many, many years. And so I'm really happy with myself and kind of what my spiritual path has done for myself and for my being, my inner child, my emotion. But sometimes I feel that, I could definitely have much more ease and grace. And sometimes I feel like, the guys up there or the upstairs department which I work for don't really have a great idea of ease and joy and grace. And I feel I could have so much more abundance. And you kind of tuned in a bit with my partner, Amita, that was in contact with you.
Yes. Okay, let's upgrade this. I know this story. Hang on. Let me put everybody on lecture. Okay, so the question was, in case it's not hearable with the background noise, is that there's been a devotion to spirituality and turning his life over to to God, and that he's wondering about if this is true, where is the ease, the grace, and the joy, and the money? So let's go ahead and tune in to this for everybody. So there's some dolphins that are coming in for this because I kind of think I know the answer, but they might be wanting to give me something else. So hang on. So we're spinning around here. Okay, it is actually kind of a deeper answer than I thought. So the first thing, I'll start with the simple answers, and which you've probably heard before, and that is, and this is because we're going to do a group answer, something that will work for everyone, and that's going to be strengthening our connection to spirituality being a burden, spirituality needing suffering, spirituality exacting a cost from us, and having levels of martyrdom in some aspects of us. So let's go ahead and release any programs or patterns within the subconscious that still carry that. For anybody on the call or anyone listening, we'll delete that now. And I'm going to delete that 0-infinity and reset. All right, so then we'll have the pure love and divine connection established for everyone without those programs. And when we update that, we're into ease, grace, and joy. In the same way that this is what the dolphin essence wanted me to tell you, in the same way that we split off our human parts of ourselves, and we have some going to sabotage us, and we have someone else playing the best friend role, and someone else saying, it's fine, 4 pieces of chocolate cake is absolutely perfect. You know, all of those parts of ourselves, some of them are split off and we're at war with. And this is the case for some of the ways that we connect with our spiritual self and the ways that we let it in. We'll let it in a familiar, patterned way that someone else gave to us. And so without overriding anybody's free will and anyone's long-held belief, we're going to go ahead and we're going to do a source reconnection all the way down. And within this this one, I'm going to go ahead and reconnect and kind of realign. And you get to decide how much of this you want. And if you want to take it all, take it all. It is just a little different. There's some levels of spirituality in many cultures that have more martyrdom. There's some that have a little more self-service. There's some that are more about completely being selfless. The way that I'm presenting is the one that was given to me, which is completely different than my upbringing, which was very, very conservative. So sometimes I'm afraid my relatives will find out what I actually do. All right, we'll love that part. Okay, and I say that partly as a joke and partly because I did just have to recently work on this again. So take a deep breath, and let's go to our source alignment. And within our source alignment, we're going to create a world and a connection to the spiritual realms because we get to choose. It's going to be joyful. There's going to be ease and grace, fast manifestation, and then all the places that we deflect our financial abundance. We'll delete those now. All the parts of ourselves that used to be paupers that are still wanting to be loved for their martyrdom, we'll love those parts now. All the parts of ourselves that secretly think being broke makes you better and that you can never actually get to heaven or be spiritual if you were well off. All those parts existing in any time, space, or dimension, let's love those parts. And we're going to love the part that resists abundance and prosperity. If those old programs are in play, if they're in play, then what we are doing is we are signaling to the world that we don't really, that we're not going to really take that. And there's something special if we don't. You know, like there's a payoff of some sort. So let's delete all the places where we feel there's a payoff for being poor spiritually. And then let's love that part of ourselves. And this is Love 'Em Home. We have a new program now, and we're going to allow ease and joy and money and grace. All right, everyone, let's upgrade our miracles. And that means actually more grace and faster manifestation. So let's go ahead and strengthen that for everybody down your core. I see a lifetime where a beloved teacher or saint, not sure what the right word would be here, but a very beloved individual who's now in the spiritual realm, lived a life of poverty, but amazing spiritual potential. And there's a part of us that loves that, loved that being, and wants to be like him. So let's go ahead, whoever this is for, go ahead and love that part. And that we can still love that being and also choose a life of grace, ease, and joy, and money. And then we're going to do one more thing before we end the call. We're going to work on our ability to receive. All right, all the parts of ourselves that do not receive with grace, ease, and joy, let us love those parts. Here comes some energy for that. The universe is showing up for this one. The very essence of dolphin energy is grace, ease, and joy, and being able to make things happen as we need to. And it's done with love and the creative realms. Lots of body shivers on that one. Okay, everyone, I'm going to come in and we can all say goodbye.
Just like
you heard. Aloha, everyone.
Yay.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Thank you so much.
I look forward to your notes.
Okay, so I think our next call is the 19th of September. All right. Thank you all.
Have a great day.
Aloha. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Love you. Right.
Bye.
And I would put a note in there saying that we did that. Just in case anybody touches this thing, you can get on the phone and send another one.
What about the... What if we can show you how to do this?
Well, I would say please submit legal documentation showing your child can go out. My guess is you probably it's the father's last. No, you know what? I bet. Remember.
No.
Okay. Well, I wonder if at one point the daughter had the father's last name. And then she changed it to her last name. Yeah, I can't remember the whole situation. I mean, she's an acquaintance. I don't know her, but I have talked to her on the phone before, and I mean, before she left the state, I had run into her at the gym. And then he doesn't want to go with them. Well, yeah, I would say please, we have two different last names for your daughter. Please submit documentation as the legal last name. If you can call her daughter, one thing, but if her daughter's legal last name is still something else, that's the name you have to go by.
Hey, all right. I can't make lunch tomorrow.
Well, probably because it has before and after. You know, that name's always going to be in there because it was associated with the social security number for that person. Like, I've got Evans Coulter Snyder. Well, so, I mean, you know, they're going to have fun with me when I'm going to get social
security. Don't be able to ask questions.
Yeah. And it could be hyphenated. So, but until we actually see a birth certificate or a court document of a legal name change, because we have conflicting evidence or conflicting names, we gotta ask for something. Just so we know exactly what it is. Because just because it's under two different names, I'm sure he doesn't tell us which name to call right now. I mean, once you just see what name is on it, right? I was on a birth certificate. You know? Yeah.
Really, it'd be a little more accommodating.
So just about call it out and put tracking items in for whatever you ask for. Well, put the track. Well, wait a minute.
Because
we wouldn't put the tracking items. We wouldn't put tracking items under.
The reality doesn't have any exposure.
They usually, I think now they're going straight to 600, but I guess you're just doing a courtesy asking.
You're not going to be working with the database, anything like.
Because the 692 is the tracking item.
The site has the same database as Philly. Same, because I was doing work on requisition one. From Mechanicsburg, because they were 1H cost.
Right, but if you're going to ask her, if you're going to send her the the 692 is a tracking item technically for that. Can we use the save? They were going back and forth
BLA
on that.
Involved,
hey, Jimmy, did they decide now that we can use the 686C in lieu of the dependency questionnaire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brother, hold on, man.
All right. Clear the muddy water. Right here.
That's real one.
One day mess.
That computer did it. I believe you. I mean, I knew exactly what happened.
Okay, whatever question I have.
You can't put those in there together. See, that was the problem. And, you know, and if you have to do it month by month just to get them the basic amount of the computer, what's going to happen is we're going to get all these done. Then Star's going to be calling. Whatever we can do.
So, we'll need to make it.
If we have to do it in two different months, and how we start on different months to make it easy.
Jimmy told me to look at that tip sheet to see if it's something to become, they're unprogrammed things.
Well, also, I wonder if we could do it in investments. Is that not so right? Is it just ADL that's going on?
Was it best to how old is it? Yeah, it probably was. I'm not getting anything done today.
I know.
It's just gone away.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not on my hot list.
Thank you. It's the same every day, and eternity passes away, and spend them with you.
Thank you.